I'm covered in goosebumps. I really am.
Because?
I love this song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Solo George Harrison, What is Life? It's Bill F., it's Wendy Snyder. We were talking off the air, and I said, a lot of people get into these discussions where, who are better, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones? And I always kind of push towards the Rolling Stones because I figure they had such a diverse type of music where they'd go reggae and to blues, and the Beatles were like the original boy band. And then you and my neighbor Jack always say, but look at the few years that the Beatles were together and all that they put out. And then
right.
I'm like, oh, you're so right.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
But I realized what it is, the Beatles and my love of the Beatles are individually.
Oh, really? Not as a team, but
yeah,
more individually. That's curious.
Well, George Harrison would have celebrated his 75th birthday on Sunday. I just showed you a beautiful little picture that Paul McCartney tweeted out on Sunday, which would have been George's 75th birthday. It says, "Happy birthday, Georgie. Wonderful memories."
Oh.
And in honor of his 75th birthday, Marcus Theaters are putting out Concert for George. And we have Rob Bowman on the line, general manager at Marcus Theater of Orland Park Cinema, where I will be tonight to see Concert for George. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
I think it's pretty cool. First of all, I didn't realize how much impact George Harrison had on both my sons. My 18-year-old tweeted that George inspired him to write songs. My 15-year-old is doing some kind of report at school, and he's the one who said, "Mom, can you take us to see Concert for George? It's only playing at limited venues here in Illinois, and it's only at Marcus Theaters. What made you guys decide to do this?"
Well, we like to try to play a variety of features and films and concerts like this to give niche audiences a chance to come out and experience things. We've done Grateful Dead concerts. We did David Gilmour at the Pompeii, which did really well. These things, it's an opportunity for people to come out and see things that they couldn't have. You know, obviously the Concert for George was in 2002, a year after George's passing, and this is a remastered version that gives people the opportunity who, you know, obviously weren't in London at the time to see this great event.
In theaters for the first time. It's never been shown in theaters, correct?
Correct.
And what is the quality of the film? Has it been juiced up a little bit for this showing? Do they remaster it to some extent?
Yes, it's been remastered and the sound has been remixed for the movie theater. So it's coming just like a Star Wars would come to us in that format. So it is definitely a high quality.
All right, and it's at very select locations. I think it was last night or a couple nights ago, and then tonight it's at various Marcus Theaters. As you mentioned, London's Royal Albert Hall, it was held in 2002, and a bunch of people are featured. His widow, George Harrison's widow, Olivia, and Eric Clapton pretty much put this together. Is that the story?
That's my understanding.
Dazzling lineup of performers. Paul McCartney, of course, will be part of it. Mm-hmm. Ringo Starr, Jules Holland, Jeff Lynne from ELO. I love Jeff Lynne. Danny Harrison, his son, will be part of it. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So that's going to make me cry seeing that tonight.
Yeah.
I really can't wait. Billy Preston and Ravi Shankar, of course, is going to be featured because they spent a lot of time together.
And I think Eric Clapton's in on this also.
Yes, he and Olivia put this together, Concert for George. So Marcus Theaters is the only place you can see it. You can go to marcustheaters.com. I think, where are your locations? It's Addison. Believe me, I looked around because I was trying to determine which one was closest to me. Where are your locations?
Tonight it's playing in the Gurnee location, Addison, and at Orland Park. But we also have locations in the south, in Chicagoland, in Elgin, Country Club Hills, and Chicago Heights.
Rob, not that George Harrison needs anybody defending him, but I've heard this argument more than once in my lifetime that you had Paul and you had John, and then there was a drop-off of sorts with George and Ringo. I never really saw it that way, did you?
Oh, absolutely not. He had that solo album in, 86, 87. I used to listen to that all the time.
He was also an innovator of turning music into videos. You know, he was one of the first people who kind of adapted to that and said, no, that's the future of music, is making videos. I remember seeing a video for one of his songs, Cracker Box Palace. It was one of the first videos I think I ever saw, maybe the first ever, and then the revolution kind of began from there.
Something I learned from my 15-year-old who put this report together last night. He had me proofread it. I said, boy, you got a lot of punctuation errors, but whatever. We'll deal with that later. George Harrison was friends with Eric Idle of Monty Python. And Life of Brian, people kept turning it down to make it. So George Harrison put together handmade films and decided to pay for the whole production of The Life of Brian. You can see him in a cameo in one of the scenes. And without him, Life of Brian would not have been made, which they joke around saying that, boy, you know, you paid for the priciest ticket to a movie because you paid for the whole thing. So I didn't know that connection at all.
Yeah, they were in tight together.
Very cool. Well, I cannot wait to see this. And Rob Bowman on the line with us, general manager at Marcus Theater of Orland Park Cinema. So you had mentioned that you've done Pink Floyd or Roger Waters. And I would like to request you to do West Side Story on a big screen because it's like one of my favorite movies and I would like to see it on a big screen. Any chance of stuff like that happening?
Well, we do. We definitely do retro series, and I'll let the powers that be know about that. Right now, in March, we're doing a John Hughes series. We're going to be showing Pretty in Pink and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But it's funny you mentioned West Side Story. Steven Spielberg, apparently that's on his list. Hmm. One of his next two movies will be a remake of West Side Story.
Wow. I have to be Maria. I have to get in touch with him.
Send a resume in, Wendy. That's a great idea.
Wow. You know what? Sometimes I always think, why in the world would somebody remake a movie that's as brilliant as the original?
Yeah.
But I'm kind of anxious now to see what he'd do with it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an inside tip, Rob. We appreciate that. We also appreciate the fact that you have given us two pairs of tickets to give away as a little bonus here to any showing at a Marcus Theater. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to showcase our new building. We've basically gone through a remodel. We have the Dream Lounger recliners, our Ultra Screen, which is a 70-foot wide screen, 30 feet high, with Dolby Atmos. It's immersive sound, so it's basically 360-degree sound. And the Ultra Screen has heated love seats, so it's really a premium, great presentation, great experience. We added a restaurant, The Real Sizzle, which is a throwback to the 50s diner-type concept, like a big boy restaurant, smash burgers. Everything's cooked fresh. It's a real kitchen. And we added a bar. So there's a lot to do at the Marcus Orland Park.
And even the bathrooms are in 3D there, Wendy.
I don't
no
want that.
No other theater's doing that.
I totally don't want that. Or HD.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rob, we totally appreciate you being on. Bill, pick two numbers because we'll give away two pairs of tickets now to Marcus Theaters.
Well, four, of course, because of the Fab Four, and five because you just missed four by one. So callers number four and five right now at 312-981-7200 win the prize that we just described.
A pair of tickets to any of the Marcus Theaters. And you are the general manager of all Marcus, or excuse me, at the Marcus Theater of Orland Park. I will see you tonight for Concert for George. I cannot wait to see it. Tickets are still available, I hope, for that event tonight, Rob?
They are, but they are selling fast. So make sure you go to marcustheaters.com. You can buy your tickets, pick your seats from home, know where you're going to sit. And if you join our rewards program, the Magical Movie Rewards, you get points for coming. We give you every 100 points, you get money that you can spend at the concession stand or the box office. Tuesdays, we do $5 tickets, and everybody who's a member of the rewards program gets free popcorn.
How about that? Thank you so much. We'll keep in touch. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. See you tonight.
Rob Bowman.
See you at the movies.
From the
people say that's
the right time. That was the perfect time to say that.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's take a quick break. Again, callers number four and five at 312-981-7200. We'll find out who they are, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.